Well, these are brand new suits that are just being filed now. They are class actions, but they are on the state level versus the federal level, because that was a class action suit that was filed recently. Now, of course, the primary defendant is the governor of the state, but also they are really focusing in on two state agencies for defendants in this case, Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality. One of the new things we are hearing in this lawsuit is they are talking about Legionella bacteria, that there has been a spike in Legionnaires' disease within the state of Michigan, within the area of Flint, Michigan, and they are saying members of the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services knew there was a spike in the disease, that they knew there was a spike in the lead level of the drinking water in this community. There was a correlation, but they lied to the community and never let them know the truth. They are also asking for an injunction so that the water department does not require people to pay their bills for water that was affected, and if their water has been turned off because they haven't paid, to turn it back on. They're also saying that there has been a taking of their property rights, that because the pipes of these people with that untreated water allowed the lead from the lead pipes to go into the water, because that's the allegation of the contamination right there, and then it went into their homes and they drank it, so their property rights have decreased. And they say that if these governmental officials were only honest, that they could have prevented the health issues of everybody in the community, primarily the children and the elderly, those that are affected by all of this, and they're asking there to be some accountability.
We're going to get those emails. We're going to demand them as part of discovery, and they are going to be coming forward. The other thing that you get with discovery is you get sworn testimony by these public officials. And it's not going to be easy questions. They're not going to be softballs. They're not going to be dodgeable. These are going to be questions in which they're hard questions that are posed to these public officials that they have to answer, and they're not going to get away from answering those questions.